This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Thank you very much for that. Now, you can also thank everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, keeping America rolling along. That starts with our over-the-road truck drivers, our 18-wheel drivers, going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Goes along with our FedEx and our UPS drivers, as well as our bulk mail haulers delivering the mail to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our suicide jockeys delivering the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it is to go. And let's not forget about the Amazon warehouse folks and the Amazon drivers, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You can go over there and take advantage of all the things that we have to offer. Now, joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel and Chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as host of Military Matters, none other than Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel. There they are. There they are. Braving the elements. 56 degrees, partly cloudy. Thank you very much, boys and girls. And there, they've done it again. Another rousing round of applause. See, they like you. See, they like you.
I know. That gets me juiced for the day. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance,
to the
flag, of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and
justice
for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, we're going to start out talking a little shop for you. The Ukrainians are about to get what they're calling tanks. We talked about this during the break.
Right.
What they're getting may not, quote, be a tank, but it's going to be armor, correct?
It is an armored vehicle. The Bradley fighting vehicle is not a tank. It does have the capability to kill tanks, but it's very limited. Its primary purpose was to allow mechanized infantry to move along with United States tank forces in the Cold War or against other heavily mechanized forces in a major conflict. The Bradley's got it does have the ability to fire the Toulon-Blanche optically wired missile on it, but its primary armament is a 25-millimeter chain gun, which can kill lightly armored vehicles. And that's what it's all about. And it can do a lot of that, but can only carry a very limited number because things are so big, however very capable, of the TOW missiles. And, of course, the infantrymen that ride in the back and can dismount on that
right.
Can carry any of the array of the infantry carried, but those are not nearly like what we can fire off of our 120-millimeter tank cannons on RMs, or that the British Challenger tank, which is something that's been talked about being supplied to Ukrainian forces to Kadu, it's been around for about 20 years. The Challenger 2 came out in the 2000s to replace the Challenger 1 of the British force, so it's been around for about two decades. But it can take on anything that the Russians, the T-80s, and all that they can put on the battlefield. So that's a considerable difference between Challengers, the M1A2 in the U.S. fleet, tank fleet, and the Bradley fighting vehicle.
Well, Colonel, there's a German tank that's involved in this, too. I think that's called the Martins.
Yeah, the Martins. Well, the Leopard is the primary German tank. That's the one that they have mostly in stock right there. And I'm not that familiar with the others. I'm familiar with a lot of the NATO forces tanks because we fought alongside them, trained with them, and actually even competed against them in tank gunnery competitions while I served in Germany from 1987 to 1991.
Okay, because I knew that that was the third one that was involved, the German tanks, and they were talking about sending some of the older tanks from Germany over there, because they don't have any in the Middle East, but they were talking about sending them there. We obviously left behind some Bradleys. We left behind some Challengers in Kuwait, I believe.
Yeah, well, the British, I don't know what Challengers. I don't think they left Challenger 2s in Kuwait. I'm almost certain of that. But we did leave some Bradley fighting vehicles there. And we turned over some of our lesser older tank fleets there as well. Very, very limited numbers. But, yeah, it was a matter of convenience. The Bradleys were convenient. They were available. And that's why it wasn't that costly, although it does deplete the stocks that's available to us to fight other conflicts should that occur there by turning it over to the Ukrainians.
Well, before we move on to, which we'll do in the next segment, before we move on to what the Congress is up to, we'll also come back, because we're coming right up on the break right now, we'll also come back and talk about the Air Force, because you and I had a conversation about that, and they got a lot more planes than what I thought, but to lose five planes at any time is bad. However, we don't know that they lost that many, because you can't believe the Russians.
The truth is always somewhere in between, but yeah. In fact, it was your comment about that earlier that sparked me to do a quick research right there. I've got some sites that are reliable.
All right, Colonel.
Yeah, they've got 175 aircraft in Ukraine Air Force.
Hold on, Colonel, because we're going to break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, thanks very much, Jeff in Sarasota. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. That would be Moss Nissan and all those Nissan dealerships where they are the home of the exclusive You Serve, You Save program, which means all military veterans, all active duty military, all first responders, starting with EMTs, firefighters, and police officers, get a tremendous discount on your vehicle, as well as church pastors, too. Now, you can also take advantage of Moss Care, which means that you get free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. So, if you're any of the above on the You Serve, You Save program and you qualify, check them out online first, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And they've got dealerships as far north as Crystal River over in Newport Richey. That's the flagship store, 1954, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side here on Florida Avenue in North Tampa. And the all-brand-new store in Brooksville on State Route 50, right there by the parkway, the toll road, just east about 100 yards. You'll see it on the right side. Look for the big flagpole up in the air. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright is with us. Good morning again, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Let's talk about the Air Force part. Contingent of the Ukrainian forces, because they lost, according to the Russians, they lost 5 planes, which is not a little amount by any stretch of the imagination. But the Russians like to stretch things, and the Ukrainians like to stretch things. But just exactly how well equipped is the Ukrainian Air Force?
Yeah, less than what some may think, more than what others may think. They got 175 aircraft in their inventory. And even on the best day, when it's above average readiness, which I think is probably a little bit bigger than what they're at right now, that's about 131 aircraft. And out of that aircraft, a third of them are fighters, fighter aircraft.
A little less than a third are trainer aircraft, which I'm pretty sure are mainly being employed in the fight, not for training. But that's what they're about. Something I'm sure they wish they had more of, because in the Air Force is included the helicopters. Right. And that is only about 16 helicopters that are part of the Ukrainian Air Force. The interesting thing is that most of the providers of the Ukrainian Air Force is Ukraine itself. But equally interesting is that the secondary providers, and of course are not being provided now, are three other countries, France, Russia, and China. Think about that. It's interesting.
Okay, so then if Russia's correct and they did shoot down five planes, which included some of the Ukrainian Su-27s and the MiG-29s, I have a great deal of skepticism with anything Russia says, because it never winds up being exactly the way it is. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. I mean, taking it at that, those are the fighter aircraft. So if, you know, a third of their forces are the fighter aircraft, so you're talking about, about 58 aircraft in a fleet. And if they destroyed five, that would take from 58 to 53. And that's assuming that every one of them is ready, which is an exaggeration. So that would be a big blow. Speaking about blowing, that's Putin and the gang bloviating, I do believe. And yeah, the truth is always somewhere in between. I doubt that.
And, of course, folks, I'm talking to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. He's got a page, the Republican Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus over on Facebook. Go over there, follow the page, join the group, and check them out. And I'm sure you're going to like what you see. Now, Colonel, we know we've got a new speaker, and we know that we got that new speaker early in the morning on Saturday. I know because I was on the air when it happened, and I got to report on it right off the bat.
Yeah, we do have a new speaker, and you know, there was a lot of people, both and the Republican Party, our Republican Party conservatives, that were lamenting the process of last week. But in the end, I don't want to have irrational exuberance, but I feel pretty good, and I think America should feel pretty good, because a lot of the things that were touted as concessions in order to, and they were, but in the end, I think the speaker's going to be a better speaker, Kevin McCarthy. As a result of that, the House is much more the people's House than it was previously to that. And everybody makes this big deal about that. They focus on the one concession to where a representative can call out the speaker. Well, you know what? That used to be the rule.
Yeah.
Pelosi, that was the rule.
Yep.
So don't get all excited about that. That's the way it was. And take a chill pill, as Governor Ron DeSantis often says. Take a chill pill. Things are going to be okay. It doesn't mean that every other day they're going to spend all their time trying to protect and preserve the election of Kevin McCarthy as speaker. Isn't going to happen. In fact, what was very visible was about the representative, I think he's from Alabama, that got in the face of Matt Gaetz. That was an ugly scene on the floor.
Correct.
But guess what? He's apologized, and Matt Gaetz has apologized, and all is good in the land of the Republicans in the House. It's going to be fine, just fine.
Now, Colonel, the majority leader in the House, Steve Scalise, posted a tweet, and he talked about the four priorities for this week. One of them they already started with last night. They defunded the 87,000 new IRS agents. However, that's not a done deal, because it's got to go to the Senate and this, that, and the other, and a lot of people don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, and that's the other thing about it. You know, these priorities have been laid out, and to his credit, Speaker McCarthy did work and lay these out, and he did it with the help of others. And so it wasn't like they had to start from scratch and wait on committee chairs and all, even though there were some surprises in some of the committee chairs and all that. But, yeah, they are on track with the priorities. They're dealing with those the things that they said were going to be priorities. Unfortunately, we got to remember, as we talked about, we still have a bicameral legislature. The Democrats still control the Senate, and we have some, what I would call, some pretty weak-kneed Republicans, to include the minority leader in the Senate, that have to contend with things. In fact, I joked last night on Military Matters. I said, you know, a lot of the Republicans, including McConnell, they were probably wanted to fight in the House to go on even longer, because now, guess what? They got to start dealing with some things that the House sends over to them to deal with. Well, do your job. Get on with it. The people's business goes beyond the House, the people's business in the Senate, too. And you got to overcome what will surely be some vetoes and some back push from President Biden.
Now, they also want to establish a committee on the weaponization of the federal government against citizens. I do believe they're talking about the Department of Justice and the FBI, which the FBI is under the Department of Justice.
Yeah, that is huge. From where I sit, that is something that could be the real game changer to restore what I would say, and what we're saying in the Republican Liberty Caucus, is our motto is we want to restore the Republic in 2024. So everything that's going on, everything we're trying to influence right now, and what you just talked about is part and parcel of exactly restoring the Republic. Because until we deal with those kinds of things, it's going to make it that much tougher to put somebody who can respect and understand the United States Constitution as president in 2024.
Mm-hmm. Well, Colonel, I'd like to see him do more than what this next point is. It's end the SPR, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and in specifically oil sales to China. I don't want to see us selling oil to anybody.
Oh, there you go. And we got to start. We got to start taking advantage, as we did just a few years ago under President 45, about our domestic capabilities. And that's not going to be an easy fight. It is not, because that is embedded in so deeply in regulations. The House is not going to be able to turn that around on a dime. That is going to be a long fight, and we will have a new president, I do believe, in 2024 that is going to have to finish the job to turn around and restore us back to energy independence in America.
And immigrant, the final thing is to hold the woke prosecutors accountable, like the guy out there in California and the woman up here in lower New York, down in Westchester County, I guess.
Yeah, it's all a part of that. I know it almost becomes, though, and, you know, you throw out the label thing, hey, we need to drain the swamp and all those things like that. But, you know, that's very much true. I mean, for those things that used to be discarded and all that, that's very much what it's all about. And for those that understand exactly what it comprises of the swamp, it starts at the grassroots local level and is fed from above, but it is so deeply ingrained, and it starts with these local prosecutors, these district prosecutors, these district judges, and all that. So, yeah, there's a lot of work to do.
Okay.
Get on with it.
Okay, Colonel, here comes the music. I got to let you go. Look forward to talking to you again Thursday.
Yeah, Captain, you have a great day.
All right, take care, my friend. All right, retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And we'll be right back with more right after these messages with a new guest, a new time, a new product.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. Around 90% of Californians are under a flood flash watch. That's about 35 million people facing floods as torrential downpours and powerful winds continue to hit the Golden State. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says they are evacuating the area as the brunt of the storm takes aim at Central and Southern California.
The entire community of Montecito is ordered evacuated and evacuated now.
The National Weather Service warned residents to prepare for power outages and dangerous driving conditions. Kevin Taylor with the Montecito Fire Protection District gives a weather update for Santa Barbara County.
In less than 12 hours, we've received more than 8 inches of rain, with 7 to 8 inches still forecast to fall.
The Atlanta, Georgia special grand jury investigating election interference by President Trump has concluded. The group has been dissolved, and it's unclear if the final report will see the light of day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, and I have a guest in studio today. His name is Thomas Parker. Good morning there, Tom.
Good morning, Captain. Great to be with you.
All righty, I'm going to turn just a little bit. There we go. Okay. Now, tell us who you are and where you come from.
Yes, my name is Thomas Parker, and I am from here, actually. I've lived in Pinellas County my whole life, born in Clearwater, raised in Palm Harbor. I went to college at USF and then Florida State University to get degrees in both business marketing and economics.
So economics, I can gather, that's a pretty good thing to have in this day and age we're listening or in right now. Marketing could be anything. You could be into sales. You could be into maybe product distribution, something like that. So what is it that you do?
I'm a loan officer doing mortgages with Movement Mortgage. So basically, I help people purchase a home by giving them a home loan so they don't have to come up with hundreds of thousands of dollars of cash.
Now, the problem is right now everybody is kind of up in the air with these home mortgages. I've heard from a lot of people over by me. Nobody gets the same answer from they talk to guy A, guy B, girl C, and they got three different answers. Is that kind of the way things are?
It is, unfortunately. There's a lot of bad information out there depending on who you want to work with. So it's very important to work with somebody local. It's very important to work with somebody you can trust because that information is very critical and can save you thousands of dollars.
And somebody like yourself, they can walk up to you, they can shake your hand, they can look you in the eye. They can call you on the phone, do whatever it is that they need to do, and they're going to get an answer because I would imagine you're making yourself available. Because part of the problem, and you know what I'm talking about here, these people on TV with the mortgages and refis and all that, you never see anybody.
No, you don't see them. And so how do you know you can trust them, really? You're getting somebody who you don't know, who's not local. You know, I'm your neighbor. I live here. I've lived here. You can, as you said, you can come shake my hand, look me in the eye. I think that's really important. I think we've lost that, unfortunately, because so much of what we purchase today is online, and you don't really know who you're dealing with. But as something as important as a home loan, you really want to work with somebody local who you can trust.
And the best part about it is, by living local, you know the people, you know the neighborhoods, you know where the highs and the lows are, so to speak, around town. And that's a good thing, because I do know that some of the people that are moving in here, they try to buy by price sometimes. You know, they're limited to a price, right, and they can't find what they're looking for because they don't know if you're looking in the right neighborhood. And that's something where I think you can help them too, can you not?
Absolutely. We've had a lot of people move to Florida, as you know, and particularly Pinellas County, Hillsborough County, the Tri-County, Tampa area. It's a great area to live in, of course, so that's why we had so many people move in. But yes, absolutely. People are moving in. They have maybe a lot of cash from a house sale in out in California or something like that, and they're coming in and they're buying a house with a lot of property value, but the might not be in the best neighborhood, which is not a good thing.
Now, we here at Salem Radio, my home station is obviously Salem. We are a Christian-based station and a network owned by people that are very solid Christians, and I think that has something to do with your company, does it not?
It absolutely does. So Movement Mortgage, the company I work for, is an openly Christian company. I am a Christian as well myself. Movement Mortgage is a great company. There's a reason I chose to work for Movement instead of some other company. As I said, openly Christian, 49% owned by a charity. That charity, the Movement Foundation, primarily builds charter schools for kids born into very tough areas. And the metric they use there, Captain, is that kids who are born into a zip code, they want to build schools into a zip code where the kids have a less than 10% chance of ever leaving that zip code. So basically, it's a zip code of hopelessness. It's an area, very tough area. So their goal is to combat the lack of education and the hopelessness that those kids are born into.
Now, if I come to you and I say, because I've always wondered about this, if I come to you and I say, hey, I just drove by a new project down there in Lakewood Ranch, and the houses are starting at $299.5, and they go on up to about $379.5. I'm thinking about financing that. What would you tell me?
First thing I want you to do is give me a call so we can look at your situation and we can plan for that investment. We want to make sure that it's the right thing for you to do. And, you know, the first step is to give me a call and have a conversation about what your goals are, how long you're going to own the home, you know, what you're looking for, what works for your budget, and so on.
Yeah, there's a lot of people back in the day. I don't think you're doing it so much now, but there was a lot of flipping going on, where people would buy a home and they'd own it for maybe 3 months and turn around and flip it.
That's right. And thankfully, so 2023 is going to be a very different year for the housing market. I think it's very important for your listeners to understand that. Last few years, we've had crazy appreciation. Last year, appreciation of about 30% in this area. Year before that, about 20% in this area, which is crazy. 2023 actually expected a slight decline. And so you don't really see that very often in the housing market, and so it's going to be a great opportunity for people to capitalize on. You're going to have situations where instead of competing with 30 different offers when you put an offer on a house, where you might be the only offer or there's only two offers, and so sellers are going to be much more willing to make a deal with you, which is great for buyers.
Now, with the customers you deal with, I know veterans and first responders, especially those that retire and come to Florida, a lot of times we're offered some great discounts to do certain things. Is that something that's done in your business?
Absolutely it is. There are a number of great programs for our veterans, for our first responders. It just depends on what their situation is, credit scores, et cetera. But, yes, in fact, there are many programs. Obviously, a VA loan is a good one. But there's a Hometown Heroes program for the state of Florida. that has some great value to veterans and first responders. So the Hometown Heroes program was created by, Ron DeSantis, the governor of DeSantis, directed some funds for that program. And so veterans can get up to, and first responders can get up to $25,000 of assistance for first-time home buyers. But actually, veterans specifically are exempt from that first-time home buyer requirement.
Okay. And, of course, the VA mortgage is something that everybody that's been a veteran knows something about, or most of them do anyway. That's what a lot of people do. The first responders, of course, we've always kind of tippy-toed around that because we've got certain communities in the state now that are being built for first responders, police and fire and EMS, and they're giving them tremendous discounts to get in there.
That's right. Yeah. And that's why another reason why it's important to work with somebody local, right, is because I can speak to the real estate agents on the transaction and help educate them. Unfortunately, there's a bit of a stigma against VA loans, for example, but it's mostly not based in reality, not based in fact. And so, you know, it's very helpful, very useful to be able to look somebody in the eye and communicate with them, about who you are when you're trying to buy a house and what the value is that you're bringing.
Now, we're going to be going to a break in about a minute here, but I'm just going to throw this out there, and we won't be able to talk about it entirely. But you mentioned housing as an investment. How is the housing market doing now as an investment?
Yes, it is an investment. It's an investment in generational wealth, and it's very important. Obviously, as you said, don't have time to get into the full details, but like I mentioned already, 30% appreciation last year. We think that this is going to be very likely one of the few years that we're going to see certainly the first year since 08-09 where house prices actually declined. And so it's a huge buying opportunity for people who maybe moved here and rented for the first year if they moved from out of state to settle in and find that investment that makes sense for them. So it's a huge possibility. I mean, people use their home equity for all sorts of different things, to pay for credit cards, to finance all sorts of purchases for their business, for example. And so it's a great way to store wealth. It's really something that you need to be doing. If you're not owning your home, you're missing out.
Okay, I'm watching my clock here because I'll be going to a break here in about 30 seconds. But one of the things I'm going to ask you on the way back, and folks, if you have any questions for Thomas, you can call us here at 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. One of the questions I'm going to have for you is, a while back, I think I want to say it was about a year ago, all of a sudden the price of my house went nuts. I mean, I had people wanting to buy my house offering me ridiculous amounts of money. And now I'm getting it, but I'm getting it via email. And I would never, ever, never trust anything I got in email.
No, obviously not. But it's true. Your house price has gone up a lot, and so people may have more buying power and more power to draw funds out of their home as well via a home equity loan or something like that. So we can talk about that, absolutely.
Yep, we'll do that after the break, so don't go anywhere, folks. If you have a question, 877-969-8600. Is housing a good investment? Well, a lot of people think so. I'm sure Thomas thinks it is. And it back in the day, a lot of people used that for a lot of different things. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a Tuesday morning. Have lunch with the captain today. Mission Barbecue.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. And, by the way, this portion of the program, final segment every day, brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, remember, they are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down there in Sarasota, and all of their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, that means that all their products are made in America, and they'll offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs to go along with that. All you got to do is give them a call at 941-922-2345. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. 941-922-2345. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. Okay, back with Thomas Parker, who is a mortgage. Now, are you a broker or somebody call you?
Loan officer, not quite a broker.
Loan officer, okay. Now, Movement Mortgage is the name of the company you're with, and folks, if you want to know more about him, you can call him at 727-424-2619. That's 727-424-2619. But what I want to talk about with you right now is, and this is newsworthy value, I am sick and tired of getting these nonsensical text messages on my phone and emails. Well, we got a buyer that wants to buy your house, and they're serious. They contact us right away, and it's a cash offer, and it's a... No. There's something really bad wrong with that stuff.
No, I'm sure that companies are just trying to exploit the housing market, and we're trying to exploit the housing market in the last couple of years, as we talked about, a lot of appreciation. And so there were people who were just buying them and trying to flip them and just trying to get any sort of availability, because there's still a very short supply of housing. It's a structural problem. It's really related to 08-09. We're still feeling the effects of that. And, of course, during the pandemic, home builders were put on hold, right? And so we had a lot of inventory that was going to be built put on hold, and so we're still behind from that. But, no, I would highly recommend, if you do want to sell your home or explore that option, you should, again, work with somebody local. So get a local real estate agent who you know and trust to explore that option with you. Don't ever click in an email that you don't know the sender. Don't ever click in a text message from a sender you don't know. That's basic cybersecurity, as you guys probably know.
Yeah, I know that, but a lot of people don't, because they take people, you know, they figure that everybody's just a nice person and all that, and, oh, it's just some nice, friendly person, but no. The people that are trying to do that sort of stuff on the Internet are usually not your friends. And again, over the past couple of years, I've seen it happen over and over again. As a matter of fact, there's a deal where they steal your title. And somebody clicked on one of those things and gave them the information like they were going to buy it, and they actually stole the title from out from under them.
Wow. Yeah, that's mean. That's really cruel. I think that, yes, unfortunately, there are a lot of mortgage scams. Certainly at the closing table, and all of my clients, I tell them about the deed scam. I don't know if you've heard about that.
So, I have.
Yeah, so, I mean, people, you'll get in the mail after you close a purchase of a house. You know, you need to pay for your deed. You don't need to pay for your deed. They charge you $90. You're going to get it at closing. So
okay, well, we have a caller on the line, and I know this is going to be a good question. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's your question for Thomas?
Yes, sir, Kevin. I was wondering, how much of a decline will there be in the housing market, particularly for me, condos, because I own a condo? And the second thing is, what are the pros and cons of a reverse mortgage? All right. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. Okay, go ahead, Tom.
Sure. So first part of your question, how much of a decline you'll see, particularly in condos? That's a great question. So condos, it depends on the area, right? We're expecting to see a further decline in inner cities or larger cities, more so than rural areas. So that's number one. Condos, they did not appreciate as much as single-family homes, and so the expectation there is that they would not depreciate, right? The value would not lose as much as a single family home in a very hot market that was a hot market in 2020 and 2021. So I think I have a condo myself, and so I'm not really worried about the value, especially if you're going to hold it long term. The real risk for a condo, obviously, is the HOA and making sure that they are taking care of the buildings and everything, the maintenance of the facilities. So I think you're okay in a condo. As far as the second part of your question, what was the second part of his question?
Shoot, now you got me. I'm just was looking at this. Somebody just sent me a message on the Internet. Oh, well, I don't know, because I just got sidetracked here when you said that. I was trying to pick up this message that's coming in. So there you go. And good morning to you, George. That's your fault. Just kidding. No, George Godfather is a good guy. But he wanted to know about the, the price of the condo, and then, whatever. If he wants to call back, he can call back and ask us again. But there you go. So anyway, let's go back to where we were talking here. Now, there's going to be a correction in house prices, this year, next year?
Yes, most people think this year. In fact, the latest data, we've already seen a slight decline year-over-year data, so monthly data, right? A very small decline. But if we are going into a recession, which personally I would say we may have already started off on that direction, if we are going into a recession, you're going to see more job losses and less demand for housing, of course, because if people don't have jobs, they can't afford to buy a home. And so that decreases the demand. As I said, we still do have a structural factor with a reduced supply, reduced inventory. That's an issue. But at the same time, if there's less demand, then of course prices come down. There are also demographic factors at play here. We have a lot of children of baby boomers who are approaching the age of 33, which is the median home buyer age at the start of family formation.
I got the answer. It's reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgage.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, George.
Thank you, George. So reverse mortgages, it's not something that I would personally recommend. It really depends on your situation. I can't give advice generally on reverse mortgages. You know, if you call me, we can talk through it. But, you know, it's obviously a reverse mortgage is just a way to generate some income from your house, a stream of income by creating a debt instrument and having the payments come to you from your house equity. Most people instead use a home equity line of credit to take out a large chunk of funds to pay down higher interest credit card debt, for example.
Okay, well, this is back in my Bible again. It was reverse mortgage, right?
Yeah, reverse mortgage. And I wanted to, my condo's in the Palm Harbor area.
Okay.
All right, that's good.
All right. Would that have any bearing on anything, Palm Harbor?
No, not necessarily. I mean, it's a very diverse area, right? It's obviously, I grew up there, so it just depends. No, I think you're okay in Palm Harbor. I'm in Pinellas Park, so pretty close to you. And as far as reverse mortgages, as I said, it's very case-by-case basis.
Now, over on Gandy, east of 4th Street, there's projects in the works right now for at least two more high-rise condos over there, maybe three, because they're not sure what they're going to do with the dog track over there. And if they do something with the dog track, they're talking about putting a right there where that harbor is off to the east, where there used to be a harbor, putting condos over there because they'd have the water and they could have the boats and all that stuff all at one place. Very prime location, to say the least. What determines the price of the condos? Is it how high up you are in the building or where you're located in reference to Tampa or St. Pete or Orlando, or what is it?
Oh, sure. So it's all of the above, right? You know, location is obviously hugely important. Square footage is hugely important. People want space. You know, how updated it is, how modern the building is. It's all of the above.
Okay, because Orlando has just... they're another area. They've grown by leaps and bounds. Last time I went by the south part of Orlando, went by Mickey Mouse Land and all that stuff. I had to go in there for some reason. There was something going on that I went into one of the resorts over there. It was unbelievable. I mean, my God, everywhere you could figure to put something, it was there.
That's right. And we obviously have a lot of development up north in, you know, Pasco a little bit, maybe Wesley Chapel a little bit. But Pinellas County is very difficult to find places to build new. So, you know, that's why they're building these condos is they're really out of space in other areas. But it's great that we have some new development. Hopefully we can get some more as well.
Okay, well, Thomas, thanks for coming in today. Folks, I've been talking to Thomas Lynch from Movement Mortgage. If you want to know more about what it is he does, call him at 727-424-2619. He can certainly help you out with any problems you got. That's 727-424-2619. Thomas Parker, Movement Mortgage. Okay, Thomas, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we'll be back tonight. I'll be over at Mission Barbecue today for lunch, 11:30 to 1:30. See you there. God bless America.
Hey, folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.